Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, Season 2, Episode, I think this is Episode 15. I'm your host, Mike D. Alongside my brother from another mother, we got Christopher Chu in the house. What up, Chris?
Yo.
We also got our boy, Alex, in the house. What up, Alex?
Hey, guys. It's Alex.
And that's it. You got three stooges tonight, I guess. Pew. Right?
Yeah.
How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Hella good.
Yeah, feeling right. Like three musketeers.
Ooh, oh, there you go. Three musketeers. Yeah, that could do it. Before we get into the podcast, let's talk about what we wore on feet today. Alex, let's start with you. I saw some heat.
Yes, I acquired a pair of the fancy AQT Ultra Boost, the Chinese New Year Execution.
Ooh, those are bad.
Do you have those? Ultra Boost?
Well, they're AQT Ultra.
Oh, EQT
support
Ultra.
Boost.
Okay, gotcha.
EQT.
I thought the red Ultra Boost, like the burgundy one.
Oh, no.
Okay, sorry.
No, that Chinese New Year EQT Boost.
Yeah. That Mahjong Boost.
Yeah. So freaking sick.
Yeah.
So beautiful. Second time wearing them this week.
I think we call them the rooster.
The rooster. The rooster
has the rooster stamp on the back of the shoe.
Yeah, and it comes with a little like Mahjong block.
Yeah.
Comes in a wooden box.
Oh, that wooden box.
Ayoy.
Crazy.
So beautiful. Yeah. Definitely, please guys, remember this. When the year comes to an end and we're talking about favorite shoe of the year, whatnot.
Ooh.
This is...
in contention?
So far, top... For me, top one favorite cop of like 2017.
Wow. So far.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
What are we, May? Almost halfway through the year. Okay.
Yeah. Got
it. It's, I've caught some like really cool shoes, but this is like.
Okay. I'm going to ask you something a bit later, but go okay.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Okay.
What have I forgotten?
No.
That cop that released in 2017.
Yeah. That's fine.
To avoid saying the KF Ultra Boost.
Okay.
Good save.
That's not my question.
Okay. Yeah.
Keep going.
So yeah, super happy about those, and definitely happy that my size was still in my store, so I could wait it a bit. And
lucky.
Yep.
Super lucky.
Amazing.
Congrats, man.
Thank you.
Those are beautiful.
Everyone was telling me like, "You're Mr. EQT. Like, how come those are not gonna go
right away? Why aren't you on the cop list
like
right
auto
away?
Auto cop."
I don't know, because
to be fair, you are also Mr. ZX, also Mr.
OG.
Yeah.
Mr. Tons of Things, Mr. Adidas to say.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
You can't buy everything.
I can't, but I can too, but I can't. So like, I waited it out, worth it.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, totally happy, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Chris, what'd you wear on feet today?
I wore some they're not pennies, they're Nike half cents.
Oh.
But they're like, from the penny line, the half cent is for a little penny.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going very penny these days.
Yeah, I've been trying to rediscover my old basketball shoes. I like them a lot.
That's cool.
Like I bust them out of the closet. I'm like, I really like this.
It's cool, man.
And it's going away from the sleek runner shoe and stuff that I see a lot of on Instagram and everything. And without having to buy new shoes, I'm finding a way for myself to stand out and like, wear something that's kind of different, but I already have them, right? So like even tonight I'm wearing some Under Armour prototypes. I love this basketball shoe. I love it's the Brandon Jennings makeup where he's a rookie.
Okay.
His rookie year in 2009, one of his I think within the first five games he scored 55 points.
Wow.
In New York, right?
Jeez.
So it's a big thing to do that in New York. Right? Maybe it was first five games. Anyways, it was a big feat for a rookie. So they called, and he was signed to Under Armour, and they made a shoe for him with the date on it, on the tongue, and they're called the Double Nickel.
Nice.
Has his number on the sides.
Sick.
Yeah. For any of the OG heads, basketball heads that have never seen a prototype, it looks a lot like the Nike 2K3 basketball shoe. Those who know. Don't, yeah,
I like that.
Anyways. I like the name of that prototype. I think that stands out really. Yeah. I didn't know if you were actually talking about a prototype that Under Armour sent you.
It's called a prototype. I think this is a prototype 2.
Okay.
To be like specific. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's cool.
That's cool.
I like it all.
Nice. I like how you're rediscovering your basketball.
It's cool because like we had this conversation a couple weeks ago where you mentioned pennies were in the closet.
Yeah.
And man, not your thing anymore. It's cool that you go back to your old boxes and find.
And it's really, I think it is helping me in terms of getting comfortable with myself and not letting the outside world dictate too much of what I want to put on my feet. It's I'm good. Trying to like figure out, like, I'm not saying that I'm like putting on these shoes with the same clothes that I'm wearing, that I wear with runners and everything. I'm trying to mix up my clothes to just make it work.
And also keep it interesting for yourself.
Yeah.
I find like it's winning. And it's not about like appealing to others and stuff like that. It's also like about feeling good about yourself.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to like it because of that. I'm bringing some basketball shoes back out. It doesn't match with like the skinny pant or whatever. I'm bringing out some baggy pants.
Stuff. Nice. Yeah.
Even my baggy joggers, they're like, these are hella baggy.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Nice. Yo, when you stepped out of the car today, Alex and I looked at each other and we went, baller.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just wearing some super baggy joggers, but I'm like, I like pin rolled them up right under my knee.
Nice.
The pin roll is not very tight because they're joggers, but
they're joggers,
like, whatever.
Yeah, it works. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What about you, Mike?
Today I wore for the very first time my pair of Adidas Consortium collab with Highs and Lows.
Word.
EQT support that I got for a steal this past weekend.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're amazing. I'm very happy. This is my first Consortium shoe.
How do you like it?
I love it. So you want to know what size I took?
9.5?
Yeah.
That took me like Adidas sizing.
Dude, yeah. Adidas is up and down.
Well, especially in AQT's world, they've corrected most of it, but this last AQT size, it's a part of like the last wave of AQT before the January drop where they had like the refines and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
So
where they kind of slammed them down a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I noticed that right away, and when I saw it, I'm like, oh, I don't
they
think
they're
gonna
fit. Beautiful.
Pop the heel in, it felt good.
When
so,
you
very excited.
Got the highs and lows, did you research the store after?
I did a little bit. I should have done it more because I've been looking at this shoe for a while, but I never really knew what it was. And then when you're able to get it for a steal, it kind of, okay, now it's time to look into it.
It's crazy, full of details. I don't know if you put the row places on that
I
it comes
did.
With.
And I
the
blue did. Ta- the blue. I did put the blue tabs and the row places.
Beautiful.
I just did the to same switch thing. It up a little bit.
No,
and I love that chrome accent on the torsion bar on the bottom.
Super cool.
Very cool.
The way they shaded the stripes on the side. They go from like yellow to black. Like it's so sick.
They're so sick.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
I think everyone in Montreal was super excited about the off the hook. Clearance sale.
Definitely.
Everyone definitely benefited from it.
So, okay, I think today, though, we didn't ball out. I think there was a big pickup week for us. Because you already mentioned your Rooster sneakers.
Yes.
Mike already mentioned the highs and lows.
Yeah.
What else? So you mentioned the OTH sale.
Yes.
So yeah, shout out to OTH. Let's explain how they did the sale first off, right?
This was announced through Instagram stories, Snapchat stories, whatever, where they would just say like, yo, we're gonna have the sale from, I don't know, 20-30% to 80% off on some clearance sneakers.
Insane.
And you know that when OTH does that, they are gonna put some good stuff on sale, especially when they were making a lot of emphasis on like huge clear out, and you're
huge
like, okay, they're gonna move some inventory. And then I guess the staff who started to take pictures out of their phone to the stories, and you could see like bangers over bangers over bangers, and you could just, you kind of had to like cross your fingers, ask your friends like, how much you think they're gonna be, blah blah blah. Do you think
they
still have my
size?
They didn't
put the prices yet.
You
on know. Some boxes down the line, they did put pricing, and some of them were, they had like a bunch of $20 pair of sneakers, and
yeah.
These aren't like the garbage pairs. Yeah. These aren't like the ones that
good stuff.
No one can sell from any. These were like really nice.
Yeah, we saw some like.
They built the hype pretty good.
Yeah, no. And it was crazy. And I think they had like a pretty big line. They must have had a crazy day that day.
Oh, so, okay, to explain why, there's a huge line during any of their sales.
Yes.
But they also made a special announcement.
Oh, yes.
That, because when they were taking pictures in the stories of all the sneakers that were going to be on sale, you had like some Randos, some Prestos, some Huaraches, some Adidas EQTs, some...
Yeah. Yep.
Whatever. And then boom, random Yeezy 750.
Size 10.
Size 10.
Again,
yeah.
Still no info, no pricing. And you're like, I think they're just joking. And this is threw that picture in, to like get the hype up. And then boom, they made an announcement. There will be a pair of Haven Ultra Boost in size 8 for retail as well that morning. So we're like, oh, okay. And then boom, next announcement. There's going to be a Yeezy 750 size 10 for retail as well.
Hidden
that morning.
In the store. Hidden in the store.
So that's the craziest exactly. Part. They were like, they're going to be randomly placed in the store. And boom, everyone, like their eyes, poof, everyone's eyes popped up. I showed up at 9 a.m. The store was opening at 9 a.m. that day. I think I showed up just to, I actually was aiming for those $20 joints. Because there's some $20 sneakers. They showed a couple of sizes. None were my size, but I knew a lot of people that would want them. And I was like, okay. And people were like, are you going to go? I'll try to go. I'll try to swing by real quick and try to get in, get out. And when I got there at 9 a.m., I was maybe 40th or 50th
wow.
in line. Like, we were at the corner of the street by the time
That's
I got
insane.
In line.
That's
yeah.
a heavy
really
line.
Insane, yeah.
And, this past weekend was supposed to rain a lot. Like if the people don't know, here in Montreal there's been some flooding in some parts of the city.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
So hope everyone that's affected by that is okay now. But on that weekend it was more rain about to fall, so I was like, but I had totally forgotten. I got in line, I was 40th, 50th, and I'm like, well, Yeezys are not in my view. Because if I'm like 50 down the line, and I'm like, these $20 sneakers are going to be gone by the time I walk in. And then it started raining and I was like, I can't handle this.
No.
So I left. But they put on the stories, the first guy, the first group of people running into the store, rummaging about looking for that Yeezy. And they captured the guy.
Yeah.
On video.
They found it right away.
He found it right away, yeah.
It was awesome. It was so good. Like, his reaction was like...
And all his buddies?
Yeah, they were
so sick.
He was holding up the box. They were all yelling. Like, yeah, it was great. It was pretty cool.
I hope it's a size 10 that found it. I hope...
Hopefully. Yeah. But,
they do the right thing.
Yeah, it's a great thing that they did. A great campaign that they did for the sale. And definitely throughout... I went later on in the day hoping that the line would have cleared and everything. And... by the afternoon, I was able to just walk up, but tons of people. Oh, Mike had already passed by, right?
Yeah, I was there like, I think I went around 2 o'clock, and it was busy. It was still bumping in there, but it wasn't like crazy lineup or anything like that. And I was very happy with what I found.
I got the Concept EQT Boost
as
well.
Oh, so jealous.
Yeah.
He sent me a picture, and I was so jealous.
Yeah. Which one?
It's the Concept EQT Boost. Oh, okay. I got the black colorway with the white inside.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I love the white on the inside.
So
it's
good.
Gorgeous.
How much were they?
100 instead of 250.
Yeah.
Amazing.
For a consortium collab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid. Yeah.
Ridiculous. Crazy. Yeah.
Love that white box.
They didn't have any more when you went in.
No, it's actually... That's something that disappointed me.
Did it come in the green box?
They come in the green box.
The green Concepts box. No.
The QT box.
Oh, wow.
Green.
Gray green, yeah.
Wow.
At the beginning, I didn't budge, but when I got home, I was like,
Where's
my white consortium box? Because they were going to go with the rest of the consortium boxes,
yeah.
But they're going to go with EQT.
Well, yeah, when I walked in, they had I think, a size 9.5. They had, I think, another size 9.5 that my buddy Tony grabbed. Everyone knows Tony. And they had some smaller ones, too. But they had, for the first time in my life, I think I saw a size 14 EQT support boots, the 9316, the white one.
Oh, yeah.
In a size 14. Wow, that was big.
That's great. Yeah.
That's huge.
Off the Hook has had a size 16 Nike Air Max Infrared.
Oh.
The brands will do that.
Just send them. And they only send one shoe. Oh. One shoe, just to put up on the shelf.
Did you, you didn't pick up the black pair?
The black pair? No, they didn't have that. They didn't have my size left. They had a size, I think, 7.5 or 8.
Oh,
that okay, wasn't going to fly with me.
Okay. That's a really good price.
Amazing price.
Like, $100 is like
more than 50 off. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big time steal.
Beautiful.
Very happy.
Definitely a great week. Yeah. Sneaker pickups.
I got also, when I went in, I was, the first thing that caught my eye was a pair of Dunks. They were like the navy and white Dunks.
Yeah, those are cool.
And when L Doggy Styles on Instagram was in town last time, he was like, yo, I'm going to get those Dunks one day when they hit the outlets, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, when I saw them in the store, I was like, I walked to them real quick, checked the price. It was the last box, his size.
Oh,
so I texted him right away, texted him a picture, and he goes, do you want these? He goes, yes, please. Boom. So first pickup, first thing I saw when I walked into the store, first thing was for, I copped right. I was like, perfect. Got someone out, like was able to help someone out. And then walked around the store looking for like any $20 sneakers. They were all gone. And then I was iffy about one pair. It was like a pair of Mercurials.
Mm.
It's a Nike shoe with a high sock collar. Okay. So I was, I tried them on. I was like, oh, these look really ninja. It's like, I might do it. I sent the picture to Chloe. I go, Chloe, check this out. He's like, yo, those are nice. I go, $100. Should I do it? He's like, no. They're about $80 too expensive. So I'm like, okay, thank you. So I put them back. And then I was like, okay, I was about to leave, like just pick up whatever I had in my hands. But I was like, let me check out the women's section one last time. So I check out all the women boxes. And there's a pair of Adidas Equipment Racing 9116.
Yes.
If the people don't know what it looks like a slipper, basically. A slipper with Boost under it. And it's a women's sneaker, right? And they have a white with green stripe pair, and they have a black with green stripe pair. But the one on display was a white pair. So I checked it. Oh, the bottom box was a size 11, which is my size in men's. Like, convert it, goes to a size 10.
Yeah.
So I was like, perfect. I opened the box. It's the black pair, the one that I wanted. I was like, oh, this is awesome. They were like $60, down from 150. So I was like, oh, let me try these on. I sent a text to Alex. I go, should I get... I didn't write, should I get this? I go, yes or no? He's like, ooh. He's like, I don't know if I could fit that. And I was like, in my head, like Alex thought I was sending him a picture to ask him if he wanted them. But in my head, I was like, actually, I was asking for myself.
Yeah.
Like, I'm asking your opinion on whether I should get them for myself. In the end, I got them, and I was like, okay, yeah. And that's what I like about... figuring out how to pick up sneakers, hunting for stuff. You sometimes have to be a bit creative in the way you go about it. Everyone's going to be hunting for their size or whatever. But if you know yourself and you know how you could twist the game to your advantage, like no one was thinking of checking women out shoes. Women's sneakers to get their size or whatnot. And a lot of times on eBay, that's what I'll do. I'll search for the women's sites for like, that's how I got my first pair of triple white Ultra Boost. It's a women's sneaker, but it was like super big.
Oh,
yeah.
Smart.
And they're cheaper because people like, they sell don't think cheaper. To convert.
Well, that's how I got my white pair as well.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. There you go.
Man, you guys are sneaky.
Yeah.
So, I love it.
What else? Pickups?
I have something in the mail waiting. It's, I mentioned it last week. I think.
You mentioned it last week.
So it's still in the mail.
Okay, cool.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely.
I have, so in Montreal, there was a pop-up shop that happened.
Yes.
It's by Jound. If anyone knows Jound, it's
J-J-J-Jound.
J-J-J-J.
No, J-J-J.
Okay, 4J's Jound.
Okay.
It's a dude named Justin Saunders. He's Montreal based, but he's done a lot of design work with Kanye.
I've heard of
out him. Of some of the stuff that he's done. So he's kind of really known in Montreal for that, and like he does a lot of great stuff as well. He had a collaboration with Vans, and he set up a pop-up shop in the city, and it opened I think last weekend. So it was I found it was a really big thing. For one, it's Montreal, and he was releasing sneakers, and it seems to be something that's like Montreal access only for now, I guess.
That's cool.
And there's like three pairs of Vans. It's the old school, and there's like a green colored one, there's a gray colored one, and then he has a brown colored one. And the way I found out about the pop-up was one of my friends from Toronto sent me a screenshot from Vans Canada IG announcing the pop-up. So he's like, yo, do you have any info on this? Because the caption under was releasing at an undisclosed location very soon. So no one knew exactly where it would be, like the sneaker. And then I was like, oh, I don't know yet, but let's keep an eye on it. And then once we get more info, let me know, and I'll try to swing by. Eventually, they announced that, boom, pop-up shop. It was like in a specific part of the Montreal. And I was like, okay, no problem. It's my day off. I could go swing by and check it out. And the installation is like awesome there. When you walk in, like, you got to imagine these guys are like, he's a designer or like a creative, right? So part of my excitement was seeing what this guy had envisioned and then how they put it into effect for the store. You walk in, it's like clean white walls. He had a setup in the back. It was like a bicycle cart, like a bicycle pushing a cart, like a fruit cart type of thing. But it had like all of his products. Like, so he sells like bags. He had some cushions there, some candles with one of his slogans or something. And candles. The sneakers were there. And eventually you just go upstairs, and he had like a stack of all the shoe boxes set up as a display, and all the items for sale were on like a table in the middle. And the way it worked is you go up to the counter where the there was like two ladies there that were like providing like service, like customer service. And they're like, okay, well, if you know what you want, you can place your order here. So it's like a menu. It's a piece of paper with all the items drawn on the piece of paper and with the prices next to it. And you basically just circle what you want and what size you need. And then you hand it to them, and then they fill out an order form for you. And then they process your credit card transaction, and that's it. And you wait for the items to show up at your house. So
wow,
no one was leaving with any product. It was just you see it, you get to check it out, you place your order, and that's it.
It's like a big pre-order. Like if your order went through.
Well, they process it. It's like a credit card transaction.
No, but I mean the stock or the inventory.
Oh, they know, because they don't just mark it on the paper. They actually enter it onto their iPad or their tablet or whatever. So it's like running the stock through and everything.
So they're shipping it to your house.
Yeah, actually, yeah. I got the shipping confirmation yesterday. So
ooh,
it's on its way. Nice.
Cool.
So it's I picked up the pair, like the brown pair for my friend.
That's really cool.
It's really cool. I like it.
Nice. I like the were they like concept. More expensive than regular Vans? I don't know what the price
So regular Vans are in the $80 range. So like old schools are like $80. But Vans are weird. $80 is kind of expensive for Vans. In my opinion. I mean, we have access to outlets and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I usually wait to pick up stuff there. And Vans seldomly sells out unless it's like a really hyped item. But these collaborations or these specialty Vans that come out, like this one, was in the 150 range. Okay. So a lot more than what you're expecting to pay for a Vans sneaker. But compared to everything else that's out there, you're not like, no, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's
pretty decent. Yeah, it's really good.
And like in that way, if you just think about what sneakers I like, you're like, okay, well, I can get this shoe for $150 or get any other shoe at $250. And this, the 150 kind of seems like a steal.
Yeah.
And it is like of a premium makeup because it's a special collaboration. Like the insole's cork.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I wrote a little ditty on the Bragg Affair. So if anyone wants to check it out, I took a couple of pictures. I also wanted to mention, we'll talk about it later, maybe. Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Something later. But yeah, I took pictures, described a bit of what went down at the opening. Well, not the opening, but at the installation. Pop up, yeah. And then, boom, you guys can check it out if you want.
Really dope.
Very cool.
That's really cool.
Maybe we could talk about a shoe that was very much anticipated that actually dropped. I believe it was today. The Parley.
Yes.
The Adidas Parley.
I think caged, it's really cool.
Uncaged. What are you guys feeling?
Well, we talked about it last week a bit because we found out the launch date of it last week.
Yeah.
I think it happened today.
But the launch was today. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So today is May 10th, Wednesday. On Instagram is all I can see. Everyone's talking about Parley.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends are asking, did you get? And a lot of people are gunning for the cage. The uncage is still accessible.
Hmm.
So, I mentioned it already. I myself, I don't care. I do like the uncage. I like the uncage because the white pair is uncaged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's about it.
Totally.
I love the movement. A lot of people were mentioning...
I respect it a lot. I think it's really cool, but it's just a color that I... It's just a colored shoe that I wouldn't wear like this. I don't know.
The uncaged or cage, or it doesn't matter?
Just the color. I don't know. It's not a blue that I would wear.
Okay.
Often. Like, I loved it. Like, I've seen both.
Yeah.
And they look gorgeous. They're beautiful.
Quality, detail. Yeah.
Amazing. I'm really a big fan of that cage in the back. The heel cup thing.
Yeah.
Like sewed and everything. Like, yes. It's amazing. The details are really cool, but
just not a shoe that I would wear. I like the font of the word Parley. Yeah. Like, I'm like, and the tone of the blue that like really stands out from the dark of the navy.
Yeah.
That's great. But
it's just not like blue, like royal blue-ish shoes like this and like red shoes and stuff like that. Like, they're just not shoes that I would wear. That's it.
I get royal. This is more navy in my sense. I think maybe comes depending out, on the angle and the lighting, it could be lighter.
Kind of comes out a bit more royal than navy, in my opinion.
I'm on the flip side. I'm a huge fan navy of side. Navy.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a huge fan of navy, but royal, a bit less.
That's weird because I really think it's a navy shoe and you really think it's like a blue, more royal-ish. Huh? Interesting.
The uncage is definitely navy.
Yes. Okay.
The cage has more like royal hits.
Okay, gotcha.
Again, followers, listeners, I could be totally wrong, or Carlo Bland, but...
I need people to show me more pictures then.
Yeah.
So if anyone that picked up the cage or uncage... Like, take a dope shot, post it, tag us if you want, and we'll talk about it some more later. Yeah.
But definitely, I respect the movement. I love the initiative. Also, cool to mention that the shoes were also available at one of our Calgary retail location.
Oh, cool.
So, really cool, Calgary. We got some, like...
Calgary got some love.
Heat release.
Mm.
It's cool. And, congrats to everyone who copped.
Who picked up.
It's really cool.
Very cool.
I know which. It's Less 17?
Nope. The Crosshair & Mill location. Like Adidas actual location.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's dope, yeah.
They're an original store?
No, they're a performance.
Oh.
Concept store.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's a running shoe, right?
Yeah.
There you go. That's
it's super
why,
cool.
Right?
Like, it's...
Yeah. I mentioned Less 17 because I saw on their Instagram there was a thing where I think they were doing a raffle for it.
Okay.
And then, or it's first, I don't remember what it was, but one commenter wrote, will we be able to refund them?
Oh, Calby posted that. Yeah.
And the store just said, no, final sale. And it's like, what are you asking? Because you're hoping to resell, and if you don't resell, you can return them.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
People got some nerve, right?
It's fucked up.
I don't know if you saw this, Chris, but we have the Sock Dart and the Presto Safari pack. So I'm saying Safari with air quotes, but it looks really nice. That one Safari looking Atmos looking Presto looks dope.
So my issue with using that pattern when it's not specifically called like one, like if they don't specifically make a nod to the Safari that came out during the like with the collaboration one, is that I feel it's like a takedown version of the really hype shoe that everyone liked. And because of that, I kind of shy away from them.
Okay.
Pardon me. And then because of that, I know that the beauty shots look amazing. Like the concepts that they use to take the photo to accentuate all that little detail and the print and everything is very temporary. Like I was like, wow, this shot's amazing. It's really cool. This shoe looks really cool. But if I ever get them on my feet, I'm going to be like very close, but not exactly what I want, you know? And for that reason, I kind of stray away from them.
Okay.
If anyone's a huge fan of Safari, then I understand why they would want to add this other piece into their collection. But I don't know. Maybe a bit too bougie.
Wow.
Bad and bougie. Yeah, that's what it is. I saw a picture online the other day that kind of caught me off guard because I didn't know this was happening. But Converse was collabing with Undefeated, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
Super sick.
I think Alex sent me a text this week. And he was like, yo, are you getting those Undefeated Converse? And I'm like, I don't think so. It's a collaboration. So the collaborations are like, they're not like generally sent out to the Cedars or whatever. But this shoe, wow. Like today was, we're the 10th. They launch on the 11th, May 11th. Anyone listening to this, it's going to be Saturday. So if you want, take your chance, check out Livestock or Haven. I think those are the two retail shops in Canada that will be carrying the sneakers. They have like that off-white shoe and the
olive
khaki green ish, one. Yeah. It's called the shoe that they use is the One Star, which I'm a huge fan of because it has the star chevron on the right on the upper. Bam. And I think it's the texture of the suede that makes the shoe so luscious. Yeah.
And it's like the photos.
Oh, yeah.
The photos, really good photos make it look like the suede is.
Exactly.
Like fuzzy. Like,
yeah.
It's like brushed.
Oh, it's really nice.
Yeah. Very nice. And they have the nice, like embossed
Undefeated
logo on the tongue. I'm a huge Undefeated fan. Yeah. Like I really like their logo and their concept. Like it's all about like basically undefeated, man. What do we get to say about the word undefeated? That's what it is. So launching to tomorrow. I'm a big fan. It's like, and it's like nicely priced, $140.
Ooh, oh, that's nice. Not bad at all.
Yeah.
Canadian?
Yeah, $140 Canadian.
Wow.
For the Canadian launch. Yeah. And I think they had a huge launch event in LA.
Oh,
wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, because the Converse people, some Canadians were sent out to LA.
Nice.
Really nice.
Dope.
Sick.
And yeah.
Well, hopefully you can get your hands on it and like we could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, okay, this I wrote something again on the Brag Affair about this shoe. The one detail that I really like, and it's extremely simple, I think it really adds a lot to the shoe, is along the outsole, right? The rubber outsole of the Converse shoe, everyone knows it. The
stitching?
No, it's not a stitching. It's just along the outsole, there's a red pinstripe and a blue pinstripe that goes all around the shoe. And it's a very simple, very subtle. It's not subtle, but kind of you don't pay attention to it type of detail that I find really adds a lot to the sneaker. Because the shoes are very tonal in the off-white, and like even the olive is kind of darkish. Those two stripes really pop and it makes you have emotions about the sneaker that you won't really realize until
it certifies that it's a special
Yeah.
It's a special thought.
So yeah, I'm a big fan of the sneaker. Love it a lot.
Very cool. Things making news this week. The big baller brand. Thoughts on this? I know everyone's kind of like a little bit hesitant on this.
Do you know anything about this, Alex?
I'm sure you just heard
apart
stories.
From like, yeah, the Facebook stories and the pre-order stuff and everyone being like, if you cop this, you're stupid. And other people being like, just leave them alone. If you cop, you cop. That's it. And
okay,
I think there's a lot of like pros and cons, aesthetically speaking.
Wait, let me give a small summary of what this is all about.
Little context.
So there's a college kid called Lonzo Ball, plays for UCLA. He is slated to be in the top five picks of the NBA draft happening this year. He might go number two, but definitely top five. He has two other brothers that are in high school right now, also making a lot of noise. They're very good, very flashy. And then they have their father called LaVar Ball. LaVar Ball is a big supporter of his kids, very braggadocious about them.
Soccer dad style.
He
times 100.
They have their own brand called Big Baller Brand, BBB. And basically, they've been trying to get a shoe deal with one of the big companies. Apparently, the big companies don't want to sign Lonzo. A lot of people are blaming the dad. The deal, though, that they're trying to get is not just to sign the kid. It's to give a contract to... You can have all three guys, all three brothers, for $1 billion, right? But it's not just a shoe deal. It's to take the Big Baller brand and incorporate it into their brand. So Big Baller brand would be like a subsidiary of whatever, or like a line within Nike or Adidas or Under Armour. Mm-hmm. Everyone refused. So everyone's like, oh, LaVar, the father, is costing the sons like their shoe deals and blah, 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 blah. But then 1 week later, boom, they come out with their own sneaker, which is called the first one's called the Zoe 2 Prime. And it's a good looking shoe. It's like a black shoe with some gold hits. And this right on the heels of the news that they didn't get any contracts done with any of the big brands. So everyone's like, whoa, they've had this in the lab for a bit, and boom, they finally brought it out. Price tag is $495 US.
Crazy.
And they are selling it with a pre-order. So boom, this is where we're at. Anyways, your thoughts on the sneaker?
Well, aesthetically, it's not a shoe that I find appealing.
Okay.
And I don't know how I feel about pre-ordering a shoe from a company that hasn't produced
anything
before. And I think it's like, it's kind of a hit or miss. I would be comfortable pre-ordering a pair of any Adidas sneakers,
because
I know they're going to come out as reputable. Real sneakers.
They're reputable. Reputable?
Yeah.
There it is.
So, I don't know. I think it's... Are people that ordered the shoe Lonzo fans?
There's been some big names, like some athletes, pro athletes, that have ordered it.
Chad Ochocinco.
Just the name. In terms of pricing for the regular person that wants to play basketball, I think $495 is a bit too expensive. Exactly. You're taking a chance on a hit or miss, and you're gonna drop $500 on it. That's the problem. If it was $150, I might take a shot at it, you know, because you don't know.
Well, who's he trying to appeal to? What kind of demographic? Is he going for the kids that want to grow up with him at the same time? Or does he just want the guys to grab the shoe and these are limited, blah, blah, blah?
I think it's the father is really a big believer in his kids, right? And he wants the best for them. So I guess he doesn't want to undersell it.
Yeah.
Like if you sell it as a really low cost sneaker, like Shaq has a line of sneakers that he sells super cheap. I think $16 range, like they sell at Walmart and everything. Very successful. He sold it over like a million, billion or whatever. Like it's doing well. Stefan Marbury has a sneaker out that was $15-$16 as well, and it's all for the purpose of kids being able to afford them when they're young. Like the parents don't have to break the bank to get their kids a good basketball sneaker. This, I don't think, is that. This is totally like, let's go for premium, let's go for whatever. I think the main purpose of it is to have people talk about it.
Yeah,
people are going to talk about it. Like, well, people, as long as he
we're
keeps
talking about just, it,
yeah. Exactly.
As they long as he keeps his sons in the conversation, then they'll be all right.
But what about it is so premium? That's my question. Like, I'm looking at the shoe. It looks like a Kobe AD almost, and it's got that fake looking boost on it. That's what people are saying. Fake looking boost. That's what I'll say.
Well, it's probably, maybe it's very good tech. And it just looks like Boost. But like, I know a lot of people are saying, oh, it looks like this. It looks like a Nike shoe. It looks like a Boost on the Adidas shoe. But like, everything looks like everything.
That's true.
Like, if you don't really show me something that's never been seen before, everything can look like something else. Like, people are comparing it to a Kobe shoe. Some people are comparing it to like a Jordan shoe. It's because the Nike shoe looks like the Jordan shoe, because this shoe looks like that shoe eventually down the line. Everything looks like everything. People are comparing the Yeezy to, oh, it looks like the Roshi, but you're paying like $400 for a Yeezy.
Yeah.
You know, that's going down. People don't know that the Roshi looks like another Adidas shoe before its time.
Yeah.
I forget its name. Maybe you remember. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Anyways, there's...
But, you know, I saw photos of like some of the upcoming Climacools coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone's commenting that Prestos... They look like Prestos.
Okay.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Prestos came out for a specific Olympic, I think. Or...
Okay.
I read it a couple, whatever ago. And I think Climacools came out before in 2002. Or I was reading some comments. Yeah. I'm totally like talking without knowing. But it's just like, it's funny, like people always bring up like, oh, and when I were some Torsion Allegra, someone commented on one of my pictures being like, those look like Nike, whatever. And then right. I was just like drinking a beer, took my phone and Googled it. And I was like, well, those actually came out in 91. What do you got to say? Or 93.
Okay.
And the person was like, oh shit. Oh, okay. So yeah. everything comes from like everyone inspires each other.
Yeah.
My take on the Lonzo thing is that whatever you want to do, if you decided to pull the trigger and order that super expensive looking shoe, super expensive shoe, weird looking, whatever.
Yeah.
Well,
actually, yeah.
We're going to like, it's like we can have all the opinions in the world, but
yeah.
The truth is going to come out whenever like someone puts them on. And we figure out if they messed up on like quality, sizing, execution, comfort,
customer service,
stuff like that. And this is going to change probably like the way we feel about the shoe. But for now, myself, my opinion is that aesthetically speaking, it's not an appealing shoe for me.
Okay.
But again, maybe it's just the type of tomato that I don't like. So,
well, it's like in terms of basketball sneakers, it looks all right. It looks
good. Yeah,
So the thing is, what if Lonzo Ball becomes like the next LeBron James, you know?
Yeah.
Then people are like, dang, I should have gotten caught, it, yeah. You know? So it's
cool.
True,
I mean, yeah.
True.
Marketing wise, nailed it. Like for the buzz that it created, we talk about it. So like,
yeah,
it's worth discussing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
totally.
It's worth the discussion. So like, so good job, guys.
that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Only time will tell.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's exciting. It's going to give us more stuff to talk about.
I'd really like to see one in my hand, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Just to check it out.
Well, for $400 or $500, that can happen, my
friend.
Yeah. Yep. Anyways. Alex, did you see those Overkill Adidas collab shoes?
Of course.
First off, the name that they gave to shoe, boom, got me right away. Yeah. Coat of Arms.
So sick, yeah.
So there have been other Coat of Arms type sneakers, like the Kith Puma shoe.
Oh, nice.
Really cool. It was a nice shoe. Anyways, this one.
Really, really dope. Comes out in super cool, like with super cool details. The color scheme itself, like, so white, grayish, black and red.
Yeah.
It's a winner colorway. Like, it's a, it's an instant winner. Mm-hmm. But, like, I have the soul box in that color.
Yeah.
Color blocking type of deal. Some other sneakers as well, but definitely knowing that it's a 9317. Like, when I saw the pictures this week, the next day I was wearing my white mountaineering ones. Yeah. I was like, yo, like, these shoes so good. I'm also a big fan of the Advanced, the QT that they came out with.
Okay.
They have an ADV as well, like a regular ADV, no boost. This one seems to have a bit more details.
Okay.
From the beauty shots. I don't have an ADV. I just have the OG colorway of the ADV.
All right.
So I'm sure the price point is going to be more interesting on the ADV side. So I might just wait out and leave out the boost one for now.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it is the one with the 9317 is almost double the price of the ADV.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like in general, yeah. Right? So the ADVs are for Canada around the 160-ish.
Depends.
If they're prime.
Yeah. Prime rate execution comes 200? Up to like 200-ish. Yeah.
Okay, and then
I'm sure for the overkills, we're going to look into, yeah, 290, 300 easily.
But it is, and it just might be the beauty shots that are destroying it, yeah. But it's really good.
I don't know if you guys follow him on Instagram. It's a guy named Runner Wally.
Runner, yes.
He's Runner Wally. Really good.
Runner Wally is sick. Yeah, Runner Wally, he took a shot of the... New Balance 247, the pigeon. No, sorry, it's not called the pigeon. It's called the rat.
Okay.
What?
Don't know what it, no.
City rat. Anyways.
Okay.
I call it the pigeon because it looks like the pigeon colorway. Yeah. Staple, right? So it, and he just found a building that had the same color blocking as the sneaker.
I think I saw that. I
just took a picture in front of it. And I'm like, oh my God. Whenever I think of that shoe, I just see that picture in my head.
This guy does some stuff, man. Like,
yeah. Runner Wally's a bad
so
man.
Good.
Yeah.
Wow. No, he's really, really good.
I'm looking
good.
At his feed right now.
Runner Wally, and there's another guy in Europe. Kane. Used to be Knuckler Kane.
Okay. Yeah, you spoke. Yeah, you mentioned
these two too. Men. Very Killers. Bad. Very, yeah. Very bad.
So I think Runner Wally was like commissioned to take shots for Overkill. Yeah. The beauty shots are amazing. Destroyed it. And yeah, so I think for this time around, if I have to cop, I think I'll lean more towards the ADV, the regular ADV no boost.
Gotcha.
But definitely the 9317 is a banger. Like,
it's so nice.
Really excited to see it on hand. And yeah.
I love the little bit of red.
It's cool. I like that it's, for the people that don't know, the guy that started Overkill, Mark. Mm-hmm. He was known as Mr. EQT, and if I'm not mistaken, he is actually one of the main reasons why EQT came back in the picture for Adidas.
Oh, like, wow.
He had a big archive of Adidas EQTs, and he's been working with Adidas for a while through projects and collaborations, and pretty sure he brought it up to them, and he was like one of the first one that took EQTs back in the game. So we probably owe him a lot of those EQT right. things. Yeah, cool. It's really, really cool. I really respect that guy. He's really cool.
Nice.
Super dope. Wish I can visit Overkill in my future. Well, I guess once I fly to Germany,
once they hear this podcast, maybe they'll invite
me. There you go. Yeah, yo,
there you go. Yeah, the tickets on the way.
Yeah, man.
So during the pickups that we were talking about, I forgot to mention a shoe that I got. I got something in the mail. I kind of showed you guys real quick. It's from Under Armour.
Oh.
It came in a metal suitcase. Like, legit metal suitcase. Very big, very heavy. When I picked up the package from in front of my door, I was like, yo, this is heavy. And I kind of chucked it into the house just because it was raining. And it I thought I, like, broke my floor. That's how heavy it was. Yeah. So, to talk about this, I wanted to get someone on the phone, like, sort of for the listeners. Mike and Alex don't know who I'm calling,
but we're about to find out.
We're about to find out.
We've been trying to guess, but we couldn't.
We're going to get someone else on the phone to talk about this shoe and this launch and the promo that goes behind it. Hold up.
Let's see.
Hey, Chris.
Yo. Hey, Sean.
Hey. All right, Sean.
So, for the people that don't know, this is Mr. Sean Go. If you don't know about him, then you don't know what's going down. The gentleman's username on Instagram is SGO8, and he also is a high-rising YouTuber.
High-quality YouTuber.
Yeah, Sean Go is his YouTube channel. We're going to link all his stuff in our Instagram, so you guys can find him there if you don't already know about him, but most likely you do. So, Sean... quickly, let's just say that Sean also received the Under Armour suitcase.
Oh, very cool.
And I thought it would be good that we have both our kind of opinions on how this whole thing was set up by Under Armour and what they're expecting of us. But first off, I think Mike has a little question for you, Sean.
All right, Sean, since you're new on the podcast, we got to ask what you wore on feet today. Maybe you could tell the people.
This is not going to be a good answer, but unfortunately, my Monday to Thursday is dress shoes, so it's a pair of Cole Haans.
That's okay.
Cole Haans? It maybe has the lunar in it?
Yeah.
I'm going to disappoint you guys further. It does not.
Okay, okay.
That's awesome.
So, Sean is, as we mentioned, is a YouTuber. He's an Instagram big-time player. I've known about Sean for a long time because, and I'm pretty sure anyone listening has seen his shots because his photos get reposted and featured a lot on a lot of big blogs and a lot of big stores, sites, and whatever. So there's that. Aside from that, I think, when did you start your YouTube, Sean?
So my YouTube, it was about June of last year. So it was about 10, 11 months ago.
10, 11 wow, months. Wow. And you just passed a milestone?
Yeah, I just surpassed 10K, so
that's amazing.
Yeah,
thank you guys.
Congrats.
I have to say that whatever I see from Sean, whether it's a photo or a video, I expect nothing less than like extremely high quality stuff.
Respect.
Like photography on point. YouTube, he's like so good on the YouTube thing, because like he says, there are no extra words. He only says what I want to hear.
Yeah.
Like whenever he reviews something, it's like spot on. It's like to the point. You don't, like, he doesn't waste his time. Like, no, everything's fluff. Sharp. Yeah.
It's really, that's my really thing, cool. Right? I mean, like, I wouldn't say I'm an entertainer, so I'm just there to educate and inform, right? More so than make people laugh and entertain them. So
it's really, that's my really thing. Dope.
That's very dope.
So from there was a thing where, so we do the podcast. We also have the Brag Affair on our side. We know Christian, who's another YouTuber with Sneaker Talk. Also Heat, Tom Ledger, that people know has been on a pod before. Aside from that, there's a Canada Got Soul guys that have a blog now. So we kind of had like a friendship with all these media people for sneakers in Canada. And when we did the year-end review of 2016, I was asking around all the other people, and I was like, yo, is there another guy that we need to include in this? And at least three people that I was speaking to separately mentioned Sean. And I was I know Sean for sure. But like, I've never really conversed with him or anything. But then we started talking and whatnot, and of course, he was like an obvious choice to add into that little write-up that we did. And from there, I think that's it. We've been keeping in touch, keeping each other appraised of what's going on with social media, sneakers, and whatnot. And I think most recently, he also took a trip to New York with Converse.
With Converse, yeah. That looked amazing.
Yeah.
That was huge.
I got to ask you, did you get a little flight sick when you were up there?
I won't lie, I was trying hard not to show it, but I was pretty much dying.
So it must have been a crazy experience.
It made it worse because I was trying to focus on my camera. So, you know, usually you'd just be looking out the window, but now I'm like looking at my camera and my feet and like everything else. So
it just makes it worse.
So for those who don't know, the guys that went The Canadian guys that went to New York with Converse took a helicopter ride. And that's what Sean's talking about. So I was like, wow. All these people with their feet dangling out of the helicopter and taking photos.
Yeah, that was surreal.
It's getting vertigo. I don't know
if you guys have ever gone on a helicopter ride yourselves, but if you haven't, this is something you definitely need to try.
Bucket list type thing. Yeah.
Road trip. Right.
Okay, so let's get right to the reason why we have Sean on the phone today. It's to talk about this Under Armour suitcase that we both received in the mail. So what was your first impressions when you got the suitcase, Sean?
I was confused. That's a good way to put it. It was really, really heavy. So typically when some company sends you a pair of shoes, it's, you know, a normal size shoebox and within like 5 pounds. But this was like legit. It took some muscle to bring it upstairs. So yeah, that was my first impression. Like, what is in here?
So I think we had received an email. Well, I received an email. Sean, you could let the people know if you got the same thing. It was an email from a representative from Under Armour, or like a PR person, and they were talking about, hey, would you like to receive this kit, this Under Armour kit? It's about this new shoe called the Threadborne Shift, and it comes with like apparel and everything, and the kit is worth $500. Would you like to receive it? One of the mandates is that if you do post about it, there would be no competitors featured in whatever you produce, so no other brands of any sort. And I don't know, was your email kind of like written out the same way?
That was exactly how it was worded.
And my question was like, I wonder why they're asking if I want it or not, because I mean, like, right? It's like free stuff, right? Of course I do. And the fact that you keep mentioning that it's $500, I'm like, why are you telling me how much it costs? Like, I want the free stuff. This is a weird question. And of course, if I'm going to take a photo of something Under Armour, I'm not going to throw in other brands, right? And eventually we got the packages, like we got the suitcases, and there's a little card inside that gives a directive on posting for social media.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So the first thing is, one, when you're posting about the shoe, make the shoe the focus of the photo or whatever. And make sure that there is no competitors in the photo. No Adidas, no Nike, no Lululemon, because they have apparel in it too and everything. And then the next directive is, when you're posting, make sure that you don't post about any competitors 1 week prior to your post. And 1 week after.
What?
Wow.
Okay. So basically, you're blocking off 2 weeks. So 1 week before, you cleanse your feed, you make your Under Armour post, and then 1 week after, you don't do anything either about any competitors. Right? So I thought that was kind of weird, but now I understand why she kept mentioning it, like the value of the kit. It was trying to convince me to accept it. And so
are you implying it was sort of like payment? Like,
exactly, like they're saying, look, we're giving you a kit that's worth a lot, so this is what the least that you can do for us, like in terms of promotion, right. So it's basically, I'm gonna put it bluntly and kind of harshly, they're buying 2 weeks of your feed with a $500 kit. Do you kind of see it that way too, or do you see it differently, Sean?
Well, first of all, I didn't receive the card that came with the suitcase, so I wasn't aware that it said the 2 week lock period until you texted me, actually. So for me, like, I didn't think of it as anything beyond just, you know, like a normal
receiving product and kind of thing.
Yeah. But knowing the fact that that's what they're expecting, and that's kind of, yeah, it is a little strange, because, you know, I've worked with numerous brands and companies, and I've never had such stringent instructions regarding like what you can and can't post beyond the actual post for the product, right?
Exactly. Like,
telling you what you can't post before and after, which is kind of strange.
So I'm wondering, so with these directives, how would you... Are you still gonna go ahead with it? Like, we're kind of in a position where, okay, well, we already got the suitcase, so we kind of agreed to terms.
Right, right.
But to be fair, you didn't get the card. And in the email that was sent to us before, there was no mention of this two-week period thing.
Right.
Right.
All it said was keep competitors out of the post.
Exactly.
If I recall, something like that, right? So
where do you go from here?
So the short answer to this is yes, I will adhere to their policies. The long answer to this is I am going on vacation tomorrow. So my vacation is going to be 2.5 weeks. So actually makes it perfect if I post it in the middle of my vacation, because I'll basically have nothing else to post on my feed.
There you go. So
kind of smart. Yeah.
In the same kind of vein, I'm leaving in like a week. So I've had to schedule this whole thing very carefully. Like, I got the suitcase and I couldn't even do a quick unboxing because I didn't want to break the directives kind of thing. So I'm cleansing my feed for about a week, making my post, and then I'm leaving on vacation for a week. So that's kind of my 2 week thing.
So you haven't posted in a week?
No, I'm starting my cleanse
now.
Today. Now. So wow. I have a week of not posting any competitors.
Okay. So you're posting only Under Armour?
No. Under Armour's meant... No. Yeah, I guess I could post
you
Under Armour
You could post Armour Under Armour sneakers.
Yeah. True. But it's kind of weird in terms of... like, Sean, if in the email, when they're asking you whether you would like the pack, they mention this 2 week period, right? What would your answer be?
It definitely wouldn't have been as quick of a yes, that's for sure.
That's good. That's funny.
It's interesting because, like, ultimately, like, both you and I were both like creatives in this space, and they send us these products like for a reason, right? Because you know, we have like, we can take nice pictures most of all, and we also have people that kind of follow our feeds and things like that. So to tell us not to post anything for a couple of weeks, kind of, I don't know, it's kind of like shooting themselves in the foot.
Yes. I get what you mean there. Yeah. Because you're essentially telling, for that 1 week before you do your post, you're kind of not posting any competitors. So the people that are regularly following your feed, maybe what if they get turned off by like your lack of posts?
Yeah.
This guy, he doesn't post that often, so I don't want to follow him anymore. So.
Yeah. So that might be counterintuitive to what they're trying to achieve. But what if... also, the shoe that they're trying to promote is a shoe that I didn't know about before, right? I think it's safe to say that Under Armour is not necessarily one of the brands that I own the most sneakers of, right? So maybe if it were a brand that I do own a lot of sneakers of, and I'm a bigger fan of in terms of what I'm wearing these days, maybe I would have been more like, I don't care if I only can post this other sneaker type of sneaker for 2 weeks, go ahead and send me the pack, right? But if that email had mentioned for 2 weeks you can't post anything except Under Armour, then I don't know. I'd really have a hard time deciding on yes or no.
It's kind of really sneaky of them to just do that when you get the package.
So Sean is in the position where technically he didn't get a card, right?
Yeah.
Technically he doesn't know of the, you don't know of the
limitations.
This limitation and these 2 week thing. So if you posted whichever way you wanted, you would not be in the wrong.
Technically.
Someone screwed up at Under Armour and didn't put the card in there.
I know, but then it's also, did they screw up by not mentioning it in the email as well, or was that strategic? You know? And that's where I'm trying to figure out whether I should adhere to the directives or not. And when I saw Sean get the suitcase, right, I was like, oh yes, let me ask him. And if we're two, then we could be like, no, we're two people and we're taking a stand, or we're two people and we're following the directives. Like, I'm just not like driving without like a co-pilot. There's someone there that's like, I agree with what you're thinking, and we'll go at it together. But Sean didn't get the card, so I'm like, dang it. Like, when I asked him, he was totally caught off guard. He goes, really? Really? I was like, oh, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So essentially, what is the shoe?
We haven't really seen it.
What's the purpose of the shoe?
It's a runner.
It's a runner shoe. Okay.
Like, it's a, yeah, like a performance runner shoe.
And when is it coming out? Do we know?
Are you allowed to say?
Are we allowed to mention?
Like, again, there's like no info on the release date.
Interesting.
Oh.
Right.
So I asked the PR person like what the date is, and she just said put it as coming soon, or coming this month.
Coming this month.
Wow, that's
okay. So end of May.
Wow, and they're yeah.
So
very vague.
I'm kind of I thought of whether we should talk about this campaign or not on the pod, and talk about whether I'm happy about like the way that they went about it or not. And part of me was like, yeah, well, Under Armour is probably not listening, so it doesn't matter. Well, let's talk about it on the pod. And another part of me is like, you know what, like, they put themselves in this position to have me talk about something.
Yeah,
like, they didn't, either they forgot to mention it, or they weren't 100% upfront about everything that they wanted to happen. So this is what happens. Wanted to have a discussion about how much would it cost to buy 2 weeks of my feed.
I was going to say that. I was like, seeing your feed and seeing Sean's feed, I find that it's worth way more than $500 for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know what? Like, it's not the... I'm using the word buy, but it's not necessarily the monetary value. It's more in the way of the value of your feed, or how much you like to invest in your own feed in terms of time and effort and creativity and work.
Yep.
How you build your feed for that 2 weeks, and you're being asked to kind of like shut it down for a bit. Yeah. Like, not put out what you normally feel like putting out or want to put out. Or just for you, Sean, because you're a YouTuber and you're like photographer for like your Instagram, that's what you're known for. They're basically kind of dictating what you will be broadcasting into the sneaker world. I think right. that's the question. And it's, if like, yeah, go ahead.
I think like a way that you really need to think about it is, like, what is the purpose of your Instagram feed, right? Like, is it business or is it a creative outlet? So for me, like, I don't take pictures and make YouTube videos for business, right? Like, it's just a hobby that I enjoy.
Yeah.
I don't really make money or get anything from it, right? Aside from like the occasional free shoe. So for me, it's my creative outlet. It's what I do to escape my normal 9-to-5 job, right? So it's a higher price than it would be if it was just making money, right?
Gotcha. Yeah, good point. I get that totally.
Yeah,
because then we'd have like quotes, right? People, was it, how much would it cost to honestly, like, people. And
you could see this going a different way too, because in that 2 weeks, imagine all the stuff you could get banked for when that gets lifted, the 2 weeks gets lifted, and you could just sit back and post whatever you want that you've banked over the past 2 weeks.
Also, I guess it gives you like...
gives you some breathing time where you could, okay, I could focus on other things, not post them now, but after, okay, you're going to get slammed.
I get that too.
You know?
All right. Well, if any listeners have some thoughts on this subject, like how much... would your time, your effort, your feed, or your creativity not necessarily cost in terms of dollars, but in terms of maybe product, or like, this might open up more doors for us with Under Armour. Who knows, right? So maybe that you could look at it that way.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone has some thoughts on this, go ahead and hit us up.
Yep. Hit us up in the DMs.
Sean, this was the first time we had you on the pod. Definitely not last.
Yeah.
Hopefully you liked your short time with us just to get this segment done.
Road trip to Montreal soon?
Yeah.
Sounds good, man.
I know.
Montreal's great.
So Sean, love Montreal. Sean is definitely needs to be at this Fast and Furious suppers that we have.
Potatoes
but
and
Sean
Corona,
is,
yeah.
He has an adult job.
Oh, yeah.
He adults.
Where he has to wear dress shoes. So
okay.
I was like, unfortunately. You know,
yeah, we'll that's have to okay. do a weekend thing.
Get you on
something.
A long weekend or
yeah,
something
yeah.
like that.
There you go. There you go.
That could be a lot of fun.
So before we go, maybe Sean, you can drop your social media. Where can people find you and such?
Yeah, definitely. So you can find me on Instagram at SGO8. And my YouTube is just my name. So Sean Go. Yeah, that's it.
Dope, man. Well, thanks for taking the time to hang out with us. And
I
love
the
surprise.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
great.
It's hopefully just... next time I won't be wearing Cole Haan, you know? Something a little bit better.
We don't, we'll judge, you we don't judge you.
We don't judge, man.
Hey, yeah, dude, I'm wearing a pair of Toms right now, so no judgment,
no,
guys.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, Sean, so have a great time on your trip tomorrow.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for
easy.
Jumping in, man.
Be safe and have a safe flight if you're flying somewhere.
Cool. Thank you, thank you.
Cool.
See you guys in a bit.
Later, Sean.
Bro. Bye.
Hey, bye.
Yo, Chris, you really had us off guard there with Sean on the phone. I got to
yeah,
tell you.
Yeah, it was a bit choppy in the way that we transitioned to it. I think, like, the phone call was, like, but...
We were all thrown off a little bit. What?
But, yeah, I'm glad Sean is part of this circle that we have with all these other Canadian social media sneaker people.
For sure.
Yeah, because he's a good dude.
All right, let's get into some mail time. We started this last week. Maybe we can get her going again.
Mail time.
Did we get a name for this yet? Or because we asked people to send in on social media.
We got a couple of submissions.
Very cool.
Some cool ones. I do prefer anything that has the word bag in it.
We're still undecided.
Still undecided, yeah. But anyways, let's get to some of the questions.
Yeah, let's get to some of them questions. So don't forget, you can send us questions on through Instagram, through our DMs, at the Sneaker Podcast, or you can get us at any of our personal ones, too.
Or on Twitter as well.
Yeah, Twitter, at the Sneaker Pod. Send them over.
Most def. Here, Mike, why don't you read off one of the questions?
All right, so our boy Calby messaged us, and I actually hear this question a lot. Calby says you can get him on Instagram at justcalby. What do each of you call the X in collab titles? I've heard Times, and I believe he heard myself say cross once. He usually says by, like 4x4.
Yeah, so
that's interesting.
Okay, so
ooh,
how do you
I think I say
see
I think I say width, like
width. Okay, so this like, is a, okay, so
I,
now we got
yo it gets me
width,
thinking though width.
We got time. By, we got times,
featuring,
and by.
By, yeah.
Did we just say by twice?
No. By, time,
with.
With.
Yeah.
You
cross.
Cross.
There
cross.
You go. So four options. You see with.
Yeah.
I see.
I think you
with
times.
Or times. With
I
or
write times.
Times.
Like I'll say like Adidas times Parley type thing.
Or sometimes or you'll the, say X. Like, sometimes we'll say X, too.
Yeah.
I do say
I will X. say with. No, I will... No, I'll definitely say times more often.
I'll say times because it's kind of... it's these two people coming together at a...
Center point.
Yeah. So that's kind of like cross, but I say times. But the vision... what I see in my head is these two people getting together.
Ah.
And not... There's not one that's more important than the other.
Cal's got us thinking now.
Because he sees by, like 4x4. Like
I think it's a Calgary thing.
I don't know.
4x4.
I think...
Sorry, Cal.
At least we're all in agreement that it's like a union, right?
Yeah.
A marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it.
An unholy union.
So it's like me times my wife type deal.
Equals awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. That's awesome.
Mike, what's the next question? Next question.
Next
hope
question.
That answered something for you, Cal, but I know it didn't. because we're still confused about it.
All right, so our boy B Menard on Instagram, Brandon, writes in. He says, "Hey boys, here's my question. With the Future Craft making its debut, do you guys think it will replace Boost, or will they coexist?" Great question.
Another day, another tech. I think it's. I don't think it will replace it. Like EVA never disappeared.
Well, I think
Air never disappeared. I think Boost will still and will always have its perks and its benefits.
I think he I think that's like an obvious thing, but I think he means in terms of importance or in terms of hypeness.
But
which one will be more at the forefront of people's wants when they look at sneakers now?
Well, I think now Futurecraft, like the 3D 4D printing thing, is like definitely extremely sought after. Like, I don't think any of us or anyone near us can even entertain
having one.
You know, like, so for now, it is technically, I would say that like everyone would be super stoked to have them. So
how about next year? Futurecraft comes out on a shoe that people can buy in stores. Do you think Futurecraft will do better than Boost, or Boost stays on top?
I think Boost will stay on top. I think Futurecraft will almost walk alongside Boost, but slightly behind, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Are you confident that Boost is going to stay on top? Well,
Let's say Futurecraft is as comfortable or at least 80% as comfortable as Boost. I think Boost needs to watch its back.
Ooh.
Because Futurecraft looks really good.
It looks really good.
Aesthetically, woof.
Yeah, it's really clean.
Pretty sexy. So
Really cool to think about this stuff.
Yeah.
It gets my head thinking. Like, I'm kind of like speechless
almost
thinking about
like
this.
Yeah, I'm just designer mode.
Yeah, I'm just like,
is it time to unload your Boost and stuff?
Oh god. Stay tuned.
Yeah,
really good question, Brandon.
Yeah, nice, Brandon. Nice. Thanks for that. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So what's our final opinion?
I'm gonna go with Boost.
Boost, Chris.
I'm going Futurecraft. As long as it's as comfy.
No, you said Futurecraft. That's it.
That's what I'm saying.
Say Boost.
Do we? I think we do have. Another question here.
Hold on. Do we have one?
Yeah. From 13 Benji.
Hit him.
Okay, this is a long one.
This is a long one.
I was re-listening to season 2, episode 1, when Paul George 1 was first announced, the PG1 from Nike. Nice. Either Chloe or Chris said they were thinking that Nike decided to give George a shoe because he might leave for a powerhouse team soon. Now that the regular season is over and several iterations of the shoe have come out and we can see the demand, do you feel the same? Any new thoughts on the matter? I think they did it to give another personality for kids to look up to. Kyrie, LeBron, and KD are also different. And maybe PG, Paul George, resonates more with a different section of the market. So,
Forgot the love the pod, keep it up.
Yeah, that's what Benji said. He loves the pod. Shout out to you. The thing is... the season's over now, and it does look like Paul George. So Paul George still has 1 year. It's a player option. This last year's for he's still under contract. Then it's a player option. So essentially, 1 year left on his contract. If the Pacers don't trade him, he's probably gonna leave, and they're gonna be left with nothing. So it's in their interest to trade him for value to get some pieces back. And the way that the collective bargaining is set up these days, players kind of get to dictate where they want to go. And everyone's mentioning Paul George wanting to go to the Lakers or something, or he would be a great fit for the Lakers.
Whoa.
And it is one of the markets, yeah. Right? Lakers. And Lakers are kind of like floundering right now. They're not really doing, they don't have like a super, superstar.
Kind of floating.
And they have a lot of assets. So I do think, yes, that... what I had envisioned, like what Nike saw, maybe it is him moving to a bigger market, mm-hmm. and then having a big time player in that market represent their sneaker.
Yeah.
So I think this is exactly what they were planning and what they were seeing.
Very good marketing.
Because these guys forecast, as we know, these marketing gurus, they forecast years in advance.
For sure.
Right?
For sure. So, could you imagine the colorways you get of a Paul George shoe if he's in LA?
It is actually a really nice shoe. What they've been putting out in terms of colorways is pretty dope. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Shout out to Benji for that question.
Thank you.
That was great.
I think that's good.
That pretty much wraps things up. That's awesome.
So, I think so.
Great pod this week, boys. Before we go and before we like really wrap things up, Chris is going to be taking a little break for the next 2 weeks. He's going on vacation.
Vacay.
I think we're all a little bit jealous.
Low key.
This podcast thing is hard goddamn work. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I got to take a little breaky break.
But I'll be myself in a pretty cool place and time next week while you're down south.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'll talk about this next Wednesday on the pod and maybe you can follow my adventures.
Yes.
And yeah, but I'm super excited for you, man. Well-deserved time off.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. I'm gonna be like sans internet for a week.
Yeah.
Like,
thanks to Under Armour.
Complete shutdown. No. Like, this is whatever. This is like where we go, there's no internet.
That's cool, though. It's nice to disconnect.
We choose not to take internet, just to disconnect, and we just hang out.
That's dope, man. That's really dope.
And so I won't even hear the pod until I get back, guys.
Oh,
so whatever
true.
You guys produce, it's by the time I get back, you guys will have recorded 2 episodes, and that's it. I'm gonna be waiting on what you guys say. I don't even know what you guys are gonna talk about. I don't know if you're gonna like talk shit about me while I'm gone.
No, we would never.
Yeah,
we would never.
Boy. But anyways, no, it'd be fun.
Yeah, no, yeah. You're gonna have a great time, dude. And yeah, we're all jealous. Because with this rain we've been getting lately,
yeah,
pretty bad stuff.
This snow.
Two days ago, yesterday morning. Snow in May. When's the last time you saw snow in May?
A couple of years ago, but it's just like my birthday's coming up. I hope it's not.
Oh, yeah.
I hope it's not going to be snowing. Like,
you're going to be somewhere else to celebrate, so don't worry about that.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, before we wrap things up, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Sneaker Podcast. Get us on Twitter at Sneaker Pod. Make sure you download us on iTunes, rate, comment, Google Play, and Podbean. As usual, thanks so much for hosting us over this past guys, we've almost been doing this for a year now.
Yo, it's the 1 year anniversary soon.
That's what I was thinking about that too.
It's
June. Like mid-June-ish.
But okay, I was thinking about this. This is episode 15 of season two. It's actually our 40th episode.
Is it?
In its entirety.
But we did take some weeks off.
We took some
beginning of the year. We
but
went like
what in my head I was like, oh, we're nearing 50, which will be basically like our
ish
2 year
ish
mark, season two. So I don't know. We should plan something. We should get the ball rolling now.
Yeah.
I got it. Trip to Portland. Boom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Trip to Portland, podcast from Portland. I know it's easy to say.
Yeah, kind of.
It's so easy to say, but getting it done is a different story.
I don't know. Maybe
Toronto?
Meet and greet. Like, not that sounds like superstar-ish, but like maybe like a...
Like a dope meetup?
Like a dope meetup, like a Fast and Furious, but like official dinner.
Yeah.
That maybe cool. Something, I don't know.
Or maybe we should just like...
We're like a bunch of dudes with bunch of contacts.
Yeah.
Like, we should like put our heads together and just try to find like a dope place.
Crazy. Yeah, or
cool.
if anyone that's listening in has an idea of where we should go, what we should do, and if we find it cool enough, maybe we'll invite you along.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, 1 year anniversary.
It's coming up.
Yo.
It's going down.
Yo, that's crazy.
Remember, we were in the back room around this like little table.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. We were trying to like, I was like looking forward to us hitting 100 downloads per episode.
Yeah.
Now we're
way surpassed that.
Yeah, we're in the 550 zone.
Yeah, we're up there. We up there.
Yeah. That's
anyways.
Me winking to all you listeners.
Yo, I wanted to say something. I was on the bridge the other day driving back home and I was thinking about you guys listening. And I've mentioned this to Chris, maybe to someone else. I teach breakdance classes. It's been 8 years now. And I've always said that in my career of teaching, if I can have like one prodigy out of my all of those years of teaching, well, I'm going to be a happy teacher, you know? Like if I could get, or if I could just change or impact the life of like one person, mm-hmm. my career is as a worth. And it goes the same for my job as a manager when I like support my staff through their stuff and whatever, or just like teach them something or share with them some stuff. So whenever we listen to the pod, whenever we get like one comment or one single person like sending us a message, tweeting us, making a comment, people from Montreal, like when they walk in the store and they mention to me that they listen to the pod, whatever you guys think, just to know that we have a voice and we are being heard, for me is worth the world, and it's worth all of the work that we put behind this thing. And I hope you guys enjoy it. I hope you guys appreciate it. And yeah, that's it.
Yeah, man.
That's what I was thinking about.
I like that. Yeah. I like that.
I hear you, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just like one person.
Yeah.
Like we're talking about those numbers and like we're comparing ourselves to like numbers that we had before, like, or we think about like demographics or like, you know, just a bunch of digits and stats. But what really matters is if we have been heard by one person in the end, you know, because like we have reached one mind, one soul. And yeah, hopefully you guys enjoy it.
Deep.
Love that.
It's my driving bridge.
I want to. Yeah. I like it. I mean, when we're here, we're talking to each other, it really feels like we're just talking to each other.
Yeah.
And you don't, if you take a moment and you try to figure out like how far we can reach. Yeah, it's exciting.
It's dope.
It's stuff that I need to hear. Like I need to sit back and think about to give me inspiration to create more and create more and create more.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to our voices.
Yeah, man.
Thanks to like
everyone.
Thanks for taking it in. And, you know,
I want to shout out two people on Twitter. There's a TED Docs. That's
TED Docs. Yeah.
Yeah. He's random people asking about what podcast they can listen to, weekly podcast, and he's like suggesting the Sneaker Pod.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
Thank you so
There's
much.
There's another, I think, Drew. Another Drew Kent, Drew Starks is his Twitter. Also mentioned us for other people looking for like sneaker conversational lists, if you can call that.
I like that.
Shout out to all those people.
Yeah.
Much love to the people listening in every week. Yo, I get messages weekly about the subjects that we talk about. Even if like you don't agree, like, go ahead, hit us up.
Yeah,
we're
us
not
know.
Gonna eat your lunch.
No.
We just want to talk some more. And
unless it's a really good sandwich.
Yeah. Or potatoes and crumb.
But yeah. Anyways.
All right. Before we go, don't forget to follow us on Instagram. You can follow Chloe, our boy Chloe, who is not here, but you can follow him on Instagram at Clarel, Clarel. You can follow my boy Chris at
the Brag Affair. Until this 2 weeks pass and then come back to the Christopher. No, I'm just joking.
That's great.
At Christopher.chu.
That's dope. Yeah. Alex, where can people find you?
At Suji Cypher Sons.
You can find myself at On Air with Mike D. Don't forget to follow us. We love having you. All this talk is great. We'll catch you back here next week. Until then, have a great day. Have a great night. We'll catch you later. Keep them laced.
Love you all.
Keep it funky. Pew.